All right. We're going to hear a person quit their job very publicly, and then we're going to ask you to call in with your horrible customer encounter, and everyone on will get in the running to win Howie Mandel tickets. It was just announced yesterday. He's coming to Mohegan Sun.
Cool.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz, and AJ in the morning. It's becoming a fad, AJ, to quit over your work's PA system.
Yes.
This woman at a Louisiana Walmart did just that and has now become viral.
Attention Walmart shoppers and associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. The attendant policy is bullshit. We are treated from management and customers poorly every day. Whenever we have a problem with it, we're told...
Hold it, wait. Customers at Walmart will treat you poorly?
The hell you say?
By the way, I've never really been treated well by a Walmart employee.
I've never talked to one. I can't find them.
They're all quitting, apparently.
You're wait at the electronics counter for something? Like, I need a game behind the glass case over there, or a CD? Hello? Anybody?
That is right. If you go there to buy a game, you're waiting there for like an hour.
Or print your cartridge or something. Ah,
yeah.
Anybody here?
Ah.
Hey.
You got to make it obvious. Where's the game section? Is it over here? I'm like, okay, we'll send someone over in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I walk around and find someone with a blue vest.
I learned to pick the locks.
All right.
And customers poorly every day. Whenever we have a problem with it, we're told that we're replaceable. I'm tired of the constant gaslighting. This company...
What does that mean?
Gaslighting, I guess.
Being lied to, essentially. Like, you know it's this way. Like, hey, this policy sucks. Like, no. Actually, this is in your favor. Oh. And not only is it working against you, this is helping you.
Gaslighting.
We had a different kind of gaslighting when I grew up.
So that means the opposite?
Well, it's a form of manipulation.
Ah.
It's like if people come and complain, instead of doing something to solve it, you just convince them... You just keep telling them, well, the problem that you're complaining about is actually a good thing.
Huh. Google says to manipulate someone by psychological means into questioning their own sanity.
Mine says to eat
beans. Oh, you're the one that's crazy. These customers are fine.
Mine says to eat beans and use a match.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the constant gaslighting. This company treats their elderly associates like shit. To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, shame on y'all for treating your associates the way you do. I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Shout out to Kamenique, Patty, Chardell, and so many more. Walmart,
this feels like an Emmy speech, really.
She didn't thank God yet, or her parents.
Nope.
Not yet.
Our creator above.
I don't know. What do you think about this?
I love to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
If I were in the store, I'd be like, oh, I'm staying.
Yeah, no, I enjoy playing the audio.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
It's getting overplayed already now, because everybody's doing it.
Well, now it's a way to get some social media buzz.
Right, look at me.
You know, when you apply for a job at Walmart, this is not a career unless you want to go into management.
Yeah. It's a stepping stone while you finish your college or whatever
you're looking
for.
I think the day you start working at Walmart, you start looking for a better job.
Immediately, yeah.
This is just a paycheck.
Right.
Or it's training as to how to deal with all types of people.
Exactly. Yeah. Plus, you like wearing a blue.
Wearing a blue.
Shout out to Kamenique, Patty, Chardell, and so many more. Walmart doesn't deserve y'all. Manage it and this job. I quit.
It's hard to say that management screwed up when you're going on the PA cursing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, no, right. You have the higher ground here.
Right. Oh, thank God you have no attitude at all.
You sound like a model employee right there.
Yeah, that's why you're treated so well.
Boy, what's Walmart going to do without you?
Yep. This needed an AJ in the background. Get off the phone, moron!
I'm trying to get a game. Get off the phone, moron!
Diana Weathersfield.
Good morning, y'all. How are you?
Come on in, y'all.
Come on, y'all.
Oh, okay, so years ago when I first started my culinary career, I was working at this very fancy schmancy high-end place, and we were
fancy,
making lobster.
Not only fancy, it was fancy schmancy.
It was McDonald's.
No. So client was in and she swore up and down the Eastern Seaboard she wanted the lobster mac and cheese, but she was allergic to shellfish. But if the chef would take the lobster out of the shell, she could eat it without having an allergic reaction.
What is she, Daryl Hannah and Splash?
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
So I had to leave the kitchen, go out in my whites and everything else, and I say, ma'am, you don't seem to understand. Just because you take the lobster meat out of the shell, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have an allergic reaction. She's like, no, it's fine. You could do it.
Okay.
And I was like,
okay.
Yeah, and you asked for it. Customer was right.
Yeah, you're not allergic to the shell. You're allergic to the fish inside the shell.
Right, right. No.
Meaning shellfish.
No, just give it to her and film it.
And we know that because no one eats the shell.
Right, right. Yeah. Is it fatal to you by any chance? You like your car.
But that's fine.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
So what happened?
So I had to literally grab a scrap piece of paper and make a, like, you get to not sue me for, like, a disclaimer. Like, you cannot sue me if you break into an allergic reaction and go into anaphylactic shock.
And die.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I couldn't spell anaphylactic.
She did, and she sure enough started swelling in the tongue. And I'm like, okay, Manchester Memorial Hospital's right down the road there.
Right.
Wow.
So,
oh, no. No, no, happened. No, 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 no.
Exactly.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Man.
Can I have what's left of her plate?
Well, I hope that was the last time she tried that.
Yeah, then she had some clam mac and cheese.
All right. You are in the running for the Howie Mandel tickets. Thank you, Diane.
That's funny. What a dope.
Ooh, thank you, kiddos. Absolutely love you. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you. You too.
You're doing thank you.
Woo!
Woo!
Sean in Westbrook.
Hi, Aaron. You know, your story of Walmart reminded me of my very first job. Do you remember Caldors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 1983, I was working there making minimum wage $3.37 an hour. And I had a boss in sporting goods, and he was just a very nasty man. He had a problem. He would hit the bottle. He actually ended up getting fired because he showed up 3 hours late for when we closed the store for inventory. But one day we were shorthanded. I'm running around helping customers and trying to get stock up, and he needed me to help a customer, and he's screaming at me. He's like, Scott, come over here and help the customer. And he just was yelling at me from far away, and he just kept yelling. He's like, Scott, get over here, Scott. And he finally came up to me and says, do you hear me calling you? I'm like, my name's not Scott. It's Sean. And, he was just a very, very bad man.
Yeah, my name's not Scotch.
The Walmart lady on the intercom made me think of dealing with people like that at work.
Yep. Yikes. So it sounds like your manager was worse than the customers you were dealing with.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Like a tag
team.
The day
he got fired, everyone was like celebrating because he just was horrible to everybody.
And now the company's out of business.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
It's Sean, damn it!
It's Sean!
He didn't respond.
Yeah. He's like stunned.
All right. We have his number?
We do.
All right. You're in the running for those Howie Mandel tickets.
For Sean, right? That's Scott.
Yeah.
For Sean. Sean. For Ooh. Sean. Right.
Yeah. 1-877-764-2535. Is this Jennifer?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You can't win tickets. Just kidding.
Hello.
I know, AJ. So this is many years ago when I was working inpatient, and I was working the evening shift, probably about 11 o'clock at night or so, and I went in to check on a patient who was always, always very difficult. And he had a colostomy bag, and he didn't like to keep the colostomy bag attached to his belly.
Oh, boy.
So he would frequently take it off and just throw it on the floor.
Ugh.
Like a duty bomb.
That is.
It would splash.
Yeah, duty bomb, yeah.
Splash.
Yeah.
See, this duty is bomb. Why I'm not a nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes
and
a special
so I
person.
I throw it right there.
So I walked into the room, and it
Can
was
I ask,
almost
though,
dark in the
if
room.
If this is what you deal with at work, how do I ever do anything that makes you upset?
Because you're the last thing on our plate.
Never throw my poo on the wall, on the floor, nothing.
Never, not even one time.
Not one time.
Right.
Just
yet.
To see what
yet.
Would happen.
Yet.
I don't even leave the toilet clogged. If I clog it, I unclog it.
So do I.
No, you don't. All right, go ahead.
She turns the water off.
Right.
I do turn the water off. So I walk into the room, and the room it has like a dimly lit light in a corner, so you really couldn't see. I open the door. I'm like, whoa. As soon as I walked in, my nursing shoe slipped on something. Oh. And then, you know how like when you slip and you kind of like your body goes up in the air and you land on your butt and your back?
Oh, yeah.
I landed, slipped up, went right down, and landed my back end landed right into a pile of very liquidy
stool. There's not enough water. I run through a car wash.
Stop.
I need those big brushes and soap.
I'd so put bad. That and it was on his lunch tray for the next meal. You're like, here, this is what you're eating now.
Yeah, we're having chili.
Yes, I'd be close to that. They would find him dead with a sock stuck in his mouth.
No.
And I would say, I don't know why he ate a sock.
Right, yeah. No.
I told
him not to eat a sock.
There's no nutritional value,
look,
sir.
He ate his colostomy bag.
Yeah. Oh. So I just have to move on. I called laundry, and they brought me a pair of scrubbed pants, and I finished my shift.
Really?
Wow. Like, ain't no thing.
Well, it's not like you can go home. I'm not sick.
Oh, I'm going home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need like five showers after that.
Who knows what's in that poo?
Five showers.
I want shots.
Yep.
I want...
just temper, you name it. I want everything.
Yeah, put me in one of those things.
Hopefully mouth
chambers.
Disease. Yep,
run
exactly.
Me through the car wash like seven times.
Exactly. I want the hot wax, too. No, it's shiny, honey.
What can you get from other people's poo? What's the illness?
Sick.
Yes. Isn't there
some... E. coli.
Like is this, that what it is?
Yeah, I got a bunch of pink eye for like a week and a half.
Pink eye, which AJ had last week?
No, I did not, actually. It was not pink eye.
Okay, sure.
I lifted something up.
Would you get got poo in your eye?
No, this eye is prone
to
hemorrhaging.
AJ, because if it is pink eye, it's highly contagious.
It wasn't pink eye. I lifted something and I blew up the... never mind, just keep going.
I hope you hemorrhaged.
The same thing I did. Yeah, exactly. I hemorrhaged. That's what I did.
In your eyeball?
Yes, it happened before.
You picked something up and your eye turned red?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you walk out of the gym looking like a snake? Or
yeah.
Like the-
Yeah, no, I was putting a starter in the car, and my eye, hemorrhaged.
Right. It can happen, AJ, sure.
Yeah. Yippee, yappy and yahooey over here don't believe it.
Yeah, no, it absolutely can happen.
Yeah, it can happen, but that's not what happened.
But from lifting something up, though?
Yeah.
He lifts weights. You would come out of the gym every day with blood pouring down your face.
It depends on how you lift.
This was like Monday of last week, though.
Yeah.
You came in here to record something.
Yeah.
I go, oh, my God, your eye.
Yeah.
And you go, what? And you look at me, and Chaz goes,
Yes, there was something I lifted prior to that. I didn't see it in my eye
yet. But in the morning, you were fine.
Yes.
At the end of the show... You know, what'd you pick up in the studio?
So you get hit with a paintball.
It was our fault.
The company he keeps. Yeah.
Sure, it was our fault somehow.
Oh, it always is your fault.
Because he came back in here and I said, your eye! And he said, you're the third person to mention it. I'm like, I don't know, I'm concerned. What's going on?
And then I put you on my list.
Well, if your head was hanging off, people would mention it. Fourth person to mention it. Yes, well, your head's hanging off.
I wish I had recorded your reaction, though, because he takes out his phone and puts it on selfie camera and is trying to look at his eye, but he's moving the phone with his head. He was never looking sideways.
He's watching TV and not listening to us anymore. All right.
Just take a picture. Look to the side.
I thought you got like a poo speckle in your eye.
Yeah.
It just seems like that's what would happen if some patient threw their bag of poo on the floor and you slipped in it.
Wow, you can get $300 per credit on this thing here. Watching TV.
No, I can see that.
I think everybody should be nice to AJ today.
That's too late.
All right, great story. Love you, hon.
Okay, love you. Bye.
All right, bye.
Jane in New Haven.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello, Jane.
You?
I'm good. So about 2 weeks ago, I went to a place to get my oil changed. Can I say it on the air? Mind if you?
No. I'm going to hit the dump on
place
this.
Place to get oil changed, yep.
I don't want the whole company to suffer over one bad experience with an
knucklehead. Right. Well, all right. So I went to get my oil changed, and I Took a little while, a couple hours in between my on my break from work. And then I had it done and got in my car. I went home, down about 30 minutes away. So I'm on the highway, and my oil light comes on. So I find the nearest exit, and there was a gas station, luckily. So I get out and pull, check my oil, and the dipstick is completely dry.
Yeah, boy.
No oil at all. So I call the guy, and I said, there's no oil in my on the dipstick. And he's like, oh, well, let me ask the technician. And the technician like, I put 5 quarts in. He's like, it's supposed to be 8 quarts. He's like, so just go into the gas station and buy 3 quarts of oil.
How big is your engine?
What the hell do you have?
It's supposed to be 5.
Land Rover?
Land Rover.
No, it's 8 for...
Really?
That's the old Buick, that's the old Buick 225 V6 and those things. Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Really deep oil sump. Okay.
I thought the guy was going to say, you know what? I knew I forgot something.
Yeah, explains. He's unopened quartz over here.
I forgot to put the new oil in.
Right.
All right, come on back.
All right, your next one's free. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's like, I said, all right, so I bought 3 quarts. It came out to like $26 or something because it's at a little gas station, you know, a little convenience store.
Yes.
I was like, can you guys at least compensate me for the oil? He's like, no, no. And it was about like $100 for the oil change. So
wow.
Like, but I said, the dipstick was completely dry. Like, and my oil light came on. And they're like, no, no. I'll give you a free oil change. I'll
rush right over. Thank you.
That's funny when there's a real bad experience. They're like, we'll give you a free one. It's like, no, I didn't like the one I paid for, so why would I want a free one?
Right. Yep. I found a bunch of bugs in my food. Yeah. They offered me free food. I'm like, nope.
Like, I'll send you guys the receipt. So
yeah. Well, now you know where not to go.
Yes. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're usually fine, but I don't know what happened that day. They're real busy, so.
Yeah. All right, Jane, thank you. You're in the running for the Howie Mandel ticket.
Good
luck. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good.
You too. Thank you. Paul and Wong.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
So a long time ago, I used to work for a place called Funko Land. They would buy and sell used video games.
Whatever. Funko.
So Funko Land.
Right.
So long story short, kid was running around with about 10 years old, and I very politely say, can you please not run around? Couple minutes goes by, he's running around again, said it again, whatever. Finally, I said, ma'am, can you please control your kid? If not, you know, if he gets hurt, it's not our problem. And she said, don't you talk to me like that. And I'm like, listen, control your kid and I won't have to. And, you know, it's just like, it's very simple. Don't run around because you'll get hurt.
Exactly.
and
she
didn't like that.
Simple.
It's Funko Land only in the title.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. So it is what it is. You know, he kept running around and it is what it is. Unfortunately, parents these days do not control their kids very well.
See? You know, I think, yeah.
You got to booby trap it so the kid actually gets hurt.
No, AJ.
Hey guys,
no.
Have a great day.
All right, thank
I love you.
You
guys.
Wait, that's
love
bad.
You too, man.
Awesome.
You're in the running for the tickets. Thank you.
All right, so greasing the floor towards traffic is a bad idea.
No, just roll some marbles out there.
Right. Wow, look at him dance.
Which industry do you think has the worst customers?
Oh.
My guess is fast food.
I was going to say food, just general food.
General food.
Yeah.
Having worked in retail in the past, I say retail.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I have to agree with you, AJ.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm not in retail anymore. Oh, hated it.
I don't think you'd be good in retail.
No, it was not, because you know how you're supposed to not say these things out loud?
Yeah.
I did.
We had a woman sit in the shoe department at the store I was working for in between college and grad school. And she sat in the shoe department and pointed, I want that shoe in a size 8.
Bring it to me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do that.
Yes. Not your foot.
They're right there. Yeah. You can help yourself.
Right.
I don't do that.
Yeah. Reach your hand over there and
grab
it.
But you mean do something nice for a customer? Please.
I don't do that.
She sat down, put her foot up, and pointed at her foot. Like, nope, 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 nope.
Yes,
I'm going to go.
Yes.
I'm leaving.
Let me guess, you didn't win Employee of the Month at any period during that time?
Nope.
Chris in Milford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I used to work at a health and beauty store in Orange when I was like 20 years old, and I just stocked shelves. I remember one day I'm in one of the aisles stocking shelves up on the ladder, and this girl comes in. She's probably a little older than me, and she's acting really weird. And I think she was under the influence of something, and she starts talking to me, and she starts climbing up on the ladder with me while I'm working, and she starts trying to help me put stuff away on the shelves. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, and I'm not cutting you in on my hourly rate here. So hit the
OCD.
Road, Jack.
Yes.
Yeah. So before you know it, she's hugging me. She's feeling me up on the ladder.
And what's the problem?
And then she just, and then she says to me, she goes, I want you to take me somewhere. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, okay. I want you to take me somewhere right now. And this happened in the store.
This is a horrible
it took
customer
like 20 minutes to get her out.
Dream customer.
Did you hit a guitar?
I ended up running into this person down the road and reminded them of that, and they're like, oh my God, I don't even remember doing that.
Every time I walk into a health and beauty store, it happens.
I guess it's a beautiful thing.
There's something in the air over there that gets me hot.
Okay, you are in the running. That doesn't sound like a horrible customer encounter, but okay.
Yeah. Well, that poor guy.
Oh, that'll be tomorrow's subject.
What's the place called? Aphrodisiacs?
Fantasy customer encounters.
It was Aphrodisiacs. Yeah.
Remember that one guy called up? He was like a contractor, and he went into this woman's house in the morning to like start doing work, and she came out with like a bathrobe on. And she just pulled her bathrobe off, and she was there completely naked, and she looked at him and said, do you like my body?
Huh.
I was like, what happened after that? He said, what do you think happened?
I went right back to work.
I said, yes, went back to work. Yes, yes, it's very nice.
I know what to say.
Now, about these wall sockets.
Yeah.
I'm married to my job.
Yeah, I would say the fast food workers have the worst customer encounters. I understand when you go in there and you're hungry and the person only has one job to do and it's like make a burger that you've made 50 million times. Like, how can you get this one wrong?
It's fast food. I should just have my mouth open and you should be throwing a burger at me when I walk through the door.
Yeah. I should walk in one door and walk right out the other door full.
Yeah.
They should have instantaneous food where they shoot it at you with one of the t-shirt guns.
Yeah.
People are hangry for sure.
But when you're going in and you're paying like $1.99 for like three items, lower your expectations.
Exactly right, yeah.
Let's check in with Deborah, the wildlife lady. She has a story about a not-so-great encounter with a customer, and then we'll wrap it up and move on. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This has nothing. This has nothing to do with wildlife, actually. It has to do with my career in retail management. And we all started off as, like, in domestics, which is your pillows and everything.
Yep.
And we had to cover for lunch the supervisor. And what that meant, you had to take all the returns. So one day, one of my friends and colleagues was standing in the line taking returns, and we all hated it. And this woman comes up, nasty, and she says, I didn't buy these here. And he said, okay, ma'am. He's like, where did you purchase them? And she says, I bought them in your Virginia store. And it's a box of shoes. So as we do, we open the box. We always make sure the size is right. You know, the shoes are in the box. And he turns them over, and he looks at her, and he goes, what did you do, walk here from there?
See?
And they fired him. And
really?
I was so sad. Cause it
and
was
he got
moment.
Fired!
See, that's the reason why I'm not in retail, because I said things like that. I didn't have no filter.
I know. Yeah,
I had no filter.
I had trouble with a filter, too.
Ah. That's it's called a joke.
Exactly. It's a brilliant, brilliant answer.
It was perfect.
I didn't buy these here.
Right. Why'd you walk in from there?
I bought them in your Virginia store.
That's a great line. That was awesome. Boy, he won my heart.
And then, you know, I had one that bought a Judith Lieber handbag, and I can't stand it. When they buy the handbag, use it for their wedding, and then bring it back and say it didn't go with the dress.
Yep.
I hate it.
Yep.
And so this woman did it, and she brought it back, and I have to take it back, obviously. And I open the bag, and there's a Valium in it. And I said, oh, so the Valium's not yours then? And she looked at me, and she turned purple.
Yeah.
But I didn't get fired.
Yeah, and all the mints down below also.
Her Valium.
And then half a stick of gum.
Did she get her Valium back or no?
No, I didn't give it to her.
It's not you needed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't be hers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.